Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Brewers, who are hot, they have now won 3 straight. It seems like, at least for the time being, they got their offense back on track, and they did it down in Chicago, which is, I guess, kind of the double positive there. But nevertheless, to talk more about it, Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Adam, how you doing?
Hey, good. I love daytime playoff sports. It reminds me of watching highlights of those 82 World Series games, you know, daytime action. I like it.
No, I agree.
I mean, it's
easy
for me to say I'm home all day, so I can sit here and watch it. So.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. I don't mind the postseason during a day. You know, I mean, I remember as a kid, even like when baseball was on, if you had the playoffs, one of our teachers always would have it on a television in the back of the room, you know, if it involved, you know, I grew up during the Big Red Machine. So we always had baseball on. But, you know, I remember that. I remember watching daytime sports as a kid for the postseason. So I'm fired up. And then you've got the
Brewers. Yeah, it looks cool, too. And for baseball, it looks cool during the day. So anyway,
But the Brewers, boy, I tell you what, coming out of that game on Thursday night and listening to Craig Counsell on Friday prior to the game, I remember Tim Allen talking about the postgame show, saying that was about as down or as at least monotone as we've heard Craig Counsell in a long time. And then Christian Yelich chews the gum, hits the 3-run homer, they get the win, and all of a sudden it just seemed like the light switch went on. And I hate to say that because I'm a big anti-switch turned on, but it seemed like the energy level picked up, and all of a sudden we were seeing happy baseball over the weekend. Now, when you're hitting and you're winning, it's happy baseball, of course, but it seemed like it just created a different level of energy.
Look, there is nothing worse than a baseball team that's not hitting. They look lazy. They look like they're not trying. When they laugh in the dugout, I get angry tweets as if they're supposed to just be mad the whole time because they're not winning, as if that's a way to have success in any sport. It's just the worst. And the Brewers have been a baseball team that's not hitting. And it's been especially disappointing because they made, you know, they talked a lot about sort of the logic behind the way they built this roster, about depth and about winning these matchups, and that they felt that the new players they brought in, even though they don't have like the all-star power of Moustakas and Grandal, they thought they were going to get, you know, production. And they may get that before this is all said and done, but in the first third of the season, they didn't. So they're a team that's not hitting, which is upsetting at the start. And then it was so many of the new players who were not performing at the start, which just frustrates everybody. So there was a lot of negativity. But I think about Friday afternoon where we had our daily session with Counsell, and he said, look, the way this season is, the whole thing is such a small sample. We could be looking at a totally different story in 5 days. And look, here we sit 5 days later, and it does look like a different story because they hit against the Cubs over the weekend, and they got a couple of really tense, entertaining, and big wins.
Come from behind wins. I mean, that's the big thing, is that when this team had the opportunity to go, you know what, it's not working, you know, I mean, for whatever reason, they didn't do it. And you can't say that it was the energy of the fans or the negativity that they would normally receive down at Wrigley. I said going into this series, I said one of two things, because people thought, oh, God, they're playing the Cubs. The Cubs are hot. I said, wait a minute. If you're going to get hot anywhere and start to pick your offense up, you have a shot at picking it up at Wrigley Field, especially in the summertime and in the heat of the moment, especially when you have humidity down there. Things begin to happen at Wrigley Field that don't normally happen at a lot of other places. And damned if they didn't.
Yeah, and look, I have no metric to prove this. This is just my feeling after watching these games. I always think that come-from-behind wins are really important early because it shows a team that they can do it. And I think if you think back to the good Brewers teams, if you look at their day-by-days, you'll find a couple really inspiring come-from-behind wins early. You know, I'm thinking the Yelich-Braun 1-2 punch to beat the Cardinals. Was that 18? Where the back-to-back homers to walk it off. Games like that, I think, mean something early. It just instills a sense in the team like we can do this as a club. Because the key to wins like that, and Craig Counsell said this on Sunday, is it's not going to – well, look, the Yelich game, the Gum game, that was one swing. But more likely, it's going to be a game like Sunday where it's Urias at the bottom, Orlando Arcia at the bottom of the order. Ryan Braun gets a big hit that he really was looking for. Keston Hira, who slumped so badly, got a big homer. Phelps, another huge outing. It was all over the roster where you got contributions. That's usually how you come from behind to win baseball games. And when your roster sees that, okay, we can win a game like that, and you trust the guy coming behind you, that's when a team can be really dangerous. So for me, there's value on those come-from-behind wins early, and I think that these three games in Chicago were big, and let's see if they can build on them.
Wanted to also ask you, defensively speaking, I thought the defense at Wrigley was better than what we've seen leading up to the series at Wrigley. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's probably they had set a low bar for themselves. This is not going to be a team.
Okay.
I don't think this is going to be a team where we sit back and say the defense is going to be the strong point. I mean, they're playing Garcia out of position by necessity. Let's see if David Stearns addresses that. I mean, I don't know how you make a trade right now because everybody's in it. The teams that aren't supposed to be in it, the Orioles and Marlins, are in it. The trade deadline is 13 days away. You're restricted to trading players in your player pool. There's so many. It's so difficult to make trades, but center field is one area where the Brewers could use a player. So I don't know. That's just one example for me. And I think where they have these platoons all over and guys moving around, I'm not certain that they're going to like dazzle defensively. I think more it's going to be good pitching, and they love their pitching. And I think if you hear the Cubs talk about the Brewers pitching, and even the Twins in the series before that, what you heard from Rocco Baldelli and some of the Twins players, that's got to be very encouraging if you're a Brewers fan, because these young pitchers are opening some eyes. And look, it's roller coaster, and Corbin Burnes tonight, he's like the, you know, he's in the front row of the roller coaster so far in his career. But the stuff opens eyes, and I think that had to be really encouraging. So it's going to be pitching and then winning these offensive matchups and having depth that I think is what they're going to try to win on, and then just play good enough defense to get by.
What do you think happens eventually with Eric Lauer?
Eventually, I think he's a starter for this team. I mean, I think they traded him to be a starter, and, you know, we're in this small sample season where everything is so magnified. And look, he had a bad – he didn't pitch well. He also got zero help in two starts from his left fielder in both games and his center fielder in addition to the left fielder in the second game. So I'm not – you know, the people who say Lauer's garbage and what a wasted trade, it's fine. But I don't think that that's a very – smart take this early on. So I think he eventually starts for them. I think he just probably needs some innings. And that's what they can do up in Appleton is control these games. They're playing 5-6 inning games every day. So they can totally control the situation. If he needs a fourth out in an inning because it went too quick, fine. If an inning gets away and it needs to be cut off at 25 pitches, fine. You can do everything you want to control his pitch count. And I think eventually he finds his way back into the rotation.
Talking with Adam McCalvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. So I also wanted to ask you, when Craig Counsell was talking about, you know, a drastically different scenario in 5 days, but he also said that this team was built for 162 games.
Yeah.
I get what he's saying, but is it almost like it sounded to me like, well, you know, maybe this just isn't going to be the way it, you know, should pan out because we're not built for this. Did you take that away, or did you think you? Go ahead.
I don't think there was like despondency in his voice. I mean, look, they have the team they have, and everybody is playing under circumstances that nobody could have envisioned. I mean, it's just a simple fact that they constructed this offense to try to win over 162. And our teams that have stars, you know, dotted throughout the lineup, better positioned in a 60-game season? You know, I don't know. I'd watch the Los Angeles Angels pretty closely. They have a team that have pretty many superstars in that lineup. So nobody knows how this plays out and which team is going to benefit most. I think from the Brewers' point of view, offensively, this is a different kind of year than they expected. But from a pitching point of view, it's a different kind of year in maybe a good way, in that they have that expanded roster and they're a team that's shown such an ability to maximize those extra spots and come up with a guy that maybe you didn't see coming that becomes a really big part of what you're doing out of the pen. And I would say this year, that guy so far is Eric Yardley. I mean, who had Eric Yardley pitching tons of innings and throwing the ball really well? So I think that the Brewers have, in that sense, are in a position to kind of maximize this weird season. But look, it's all theoretical. It's all on paper. And nobody knows exactly how it plays out.
Always good stuff, my friend. Appreciate it. Enjoy daytime sports and nighttime baseball, and can't wait.
Yeah, I'm sad to not be up in Minnie. That's one of the best parks. That
is,
I
just, it really?
Love visiting. Well, I love visiting there, and you know, Sid Hartman, Bill, who you know is a legend of the journalism business. He's approximately 147 years old, and I'm not exaggerating by that much. And he comes in and he just says whatever he wants. And to observe the interaction with Sid and the Minneapolis press corps is just awesome and remarkable, and just adds to the experience. Plus, you get some walleye on a stick, and it's all a good time. So
yeah, that I heard is really good. Yeah, yeah. I have not been to that. That's one ballpark I've not been to yet.
Oh, you got to put it. Everyone's got to put on one more. If I can go blow out the segment here, I went and saw a live baseball game the other day down in Franklin when Tim Dillard made his triumphant return, and I gotta say, if people have not gone to check that out, they sell tickets at kind of clumps. So you go with your family and you're in your little pod separated from, it's all very socially distanced. I mean, I can't tell you how good it felt to like hear the reaction from a crowd that wasn't canned crowd noise, that was real human beings, and seeing a baseball game in a relatively normal setting. It was really, really fun. And they play, you know, all these home games. The tickets are affordable. I just am throwing that out there because it was so entertaining to go to a ball game. Mm-hmm. And it felt pretty safe, and I would just recommend everybody check that out.
Awesome. Good stuff. Yeah, down there, the Milkmen. And you know what? The Northwoods League, I've loved for years and years and years whenever I've had a chance to get out and see that as well. So we got some good baseball in our own backyard.
It was good baseball. They played good D. I mean, you saw a big leaguer in Dillard. They have Henderson Alvarez, a big leaguer. There was some good baseball.
Yep, no doubt. Good stuff, buddy. We'll talk soon.
All right, see ya.
Talk to you. There you go. That is Adam McAlvey joining us for a segment, but went long, but that's okay. He on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That is 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That is schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.